Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Cross Plains Police Department released a Wisconsin crime alert for a missing endangered person yesterday afternoon. Lacey Storkson, 43, of Richland Center, was last seen Monday night at approximately 11:30 in Cross Plains. According to a witness, she was intoxicated. None of her friends or family had seen or heard from her since Monday night, and her phone was shut off. Early last night, the crime alert was canceled as Lacey Storkson had been located and was safe. The Cross Plains Police Department thanks the Richland County Sheriff's Department for its help in solving this case. Wisconsin prosecutors have charged the father of a teenage girl who killed a teacher and fellow student in a school shooting last year with allowing her access to the semi-automatic pistol she used in the attack. The criminal complaint against 42-year-old Jeffrey Rupnow of Madison details how his daughter, 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, struggled with her parents' divorce, showing her anger in a written piece entitled War Against Humanity. Her father tried to bond with her through guns, the complaint said, even as she meticulously planned the attack, including building a cardboard model of the school and scheduling the shooting to end with her suicide. Prosecutors filed the complaint Wednesday but didn't unseal it until after Jeffrey Rupnow was arrested Thursday and taken to the Dane County Jail. He faces two counts of intentionally giving a dangerous weapon to a person under 18, causing death, and contributing to the delinquency of a child. All of the charges are felonies. He was scheduled to make his initial court appearance today. At the Capitol, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee began work Thursday on the next two-year state budget. Republicans have stripped hundreds of policy items out of the budget proposed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Committee co-chair Representative Mark Bourne said they've been down this road with previous budgets from the Democratic governor. Bourne said Evers spends too much money, raises taxes, and includes too much policy. Evers' 2025-27 budget proposed spending about $119 billion over 2 years, a 20% increase from the previous budget. Committee co-chair Senator Howard Markline said if policy items are popular with state residents, they should be drafted as separate legislation. The myriad deleted Evers' proposals include legalized marijuana, a new top state tax bracket, and exempting tips from state taxes. The Republican majority rejected Democratic motions to retain Evers' proposed funding for child care, health care, and supporting veterans. Republicans and the Democratic governor are reportedly negotiating on a tax cut utilizing some of the state's roughly $4 billion surplus. Evers wants any tax cut to be part of the budget, while Republicans want it done separately. Grant County has partnered with Civic Plus to implement Next Request, a web-based system that simplifies how residents submit and track public records requests. The new platform promotes transparency, automates workflows, and improves public and county staff efficiency. Nate Dreckman, Grant County Administrator, said, quote, "With Next Request, we're making it easier for the public to access information while helping our staff manage requests more efficiently." He added, "This is an important step towards strengthening trust and transparency in local government." The platform allows residents to submit requests, monitor progress, and access public records online. Staff benefit from streamlined workflows, improved collaboration, and better resource management, especially during peak demand. The Next Request portal will be located on the homepage of the county's website at co.grant.wi.gov. The River Valley High School Trap Team will be holding an upcoming event that not only involves the students on the team, but also adults from the area as well. The event is a mentor shoot that will be held at the Spring Green Rod and Gun Club this Sunday. Tim Johnson is the club president and coach of the River Valley Trap Team.
We asked the kids to go out and ask an adult to come in and shoot a partial round with them towards the end of the season, and we give out top three prizes, and it's more of a just a fun learning event, maybe get somebody into the sport that's never participated before.
The mentor shoot is an annual event. This year, something special will be happening at the event.
This year, we're going one up, and we're going to create a Veterans Appreciation Day out of it. So the shooters, we're asking them to go out in the street and find a veteran to shoot with them as their teammate. And then on top of that, we're putting the word out to all vets in the area. Come on out to the Spring Green Rod and Gun on May 11th. The kids will start shooting about 9 a.m. And just come out and mingle. We're going to compliment you with a free hamburger, soft drink, and chips, and probably a team hat. And you can learn what we're all about. But just come on out and let us give our appreciation to what you've given us in the past.
Coach Johnson says that teaming with a veteran will be a good learning experience for the students.
A lot of our students probably may not know a veteran, and so it's going to give them an opportunity to do a little research, maybe ask grandma and grandpa, you know, who's a veteran that I know that I could ask. They may or may not have known them up until now, which is even better yet. It gives them a little outreach and a little background, and maybe they'll pick up something from their shooting partner that day that they can take with them.
If you are a veteran, be sure to stop by the Spring Green Rod and Gun Club for the River Valley High School Trap Team's Mentor Shoot this Sunday morning at 9. For more information, you can contact Tim Johnson at 608-896-2470. The Hub City Dirt Drag Spring Opener will be held tonight and tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Tonight will feature a test and tune truck and tractor pull starting at 6. Registration will be from 2 until 5. Admission to the grandstands will be $10 each day, with children 12 and under admitted free. You can find more information at hubcitydirtdrags.com. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles now has an easy online process to find the ideal special license plate, personalize the plate's message, and order online with DMV's new special license plates web application. The step-by-step process begins at wisconsindmv.gov/specialplates, where customers can select a plate from among more than 60 options. Special plates are organized by interest areas, including automobile enthusiast, health, higher education, military, nature, professional, and miscellaneous, images of the plates, fee details, descriptions of the plates, and information about the plate sponsor are provided. Collector and hobbyist plates are also included. This app also allows regular Wisconsin plates to be selected when they are to be personalized. After a plate is chosen, there is an option to personalize it with a custom message. Up to 3 different personalized plate combinations can be requested initially when using the new online application. The customer can see the personalized message on the plate as they order. Wisconsin DMV will review the request to confirm the plate message is not already taken or is objectionable. Next, customers are guided through straightforward steps to register the plates, confirm the application order, and pay online. For plate orders that do not involve personalized messages or eligibility verification, the certification of registration can be downloaded from the Special Plates web application, or it can be automatically emailed after completion of the order. For plate orders that involve personalized messages and or eligibility verification, the certificate of registration will arrive via email or mail within 1 to 2 weeks after the application is submitted. The specialty or personalized plate should arrive 3 to 4 weeks after the application is submitted. The number of special license plates offered by the Wisconsin DMV continues to grow. Wisconsin DMV has a process for groups and organizations to initiate a new license. To apply, groups must pay a $15,500 fee for development cost and collect signatures from 500 Wisconsin residents who intend to purchase the special plates. If authorized, the group must maintain 500 valid special plates registrations after 3 years, or DMV will discontinue issuing the plates. There are currently 625,354 sponsored special license plates on Wisconsin's roads.